left. Way, way, still flying. Still flying. I can see it coming down. Coming down. We lost it. It's in the trees.
Lewis is home to the annual Punkin' Chunkin' Festival, where every year for the past 12 years, self-proclaimed high-tech rednecks fire, hurl, sling, and heave their gourds to glory.
The 12th annual World Championship Punkin' Chunkin'. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us.
It began in 1986 as a group of men sat in a local blacksmith shop arguing over who could throw an anvil farthest. Anvils somehow turned to pumpkins, and Punkin' Chunkin' was born. Three teams competed at that first event, where only a handful of onlookers watched as the victory throw measured an impressive 50 feet. Over the years, the event evolved from human chunkin' into oversized slingshots, venerated catapults, and air cannons with names such as Bad to the Bone, the Terminator, Mellow Yellow, Poor and Hungry, and the Illudium Q36 Pumpkin Modulator, named after a weapon used by Marvin the Martian, the pint-sized, high-strung alien from the Warner Brothers cartoon.
Well, we got a 2,000-gallon tank in the back.
Okay,
with a valve in front of that, and then a big, long barrel. And you fill the tank up with air, put a pumpkin in the barrel, and you just wick the air to it and watch her go.
Today, more than 25,000 spectators from all over the world attend the Punkin' Chunkin' Festival to find out who will be the next high-tech redneck to claim the $1,500 grand prize. And last November, I, too, joined in the fun. Once settled in my room at the New Devon Inn, a local B&B, I walked downstairs to the adjoining restaurant called The Buttery, where I did what every person who dines alone does. I eavesdropped.
But was the guy with the catapult, and you fired the catapult and landed five feet in front of him?
Rotary tank.
The next morning brought storm clouds and sheets of rain, typically the type of day I like to avoid. But I did manage to tear myself from the warm bed and slog through acres of mud in bright yellow galoshes fresh from the local Kmart to watch as Trey Nelson and his teammates piloted the Universal Soldier into Punkin' Chunkin' history.
You're pretty confident you're going to win.
But, you know, we've been fooled before.
That's the little jewel right there that does it all.
Really loud, and I had to cover my ears.
So we pray.
Worshippers at the nearby Lewis Church of Christ have to cover their ears, too. But noise pollution isn't the only factor. The church, festooned with a banner that reads, "Aim Here for God," stands directly in the line of fire. And although the front door is a few thousand feet away, that's not much comfort when you consider the Universal Soldier's winning chunk measured a staggering 3,700 feet, and that every year, these machines get larger and more powerful.
That's about in the side door of the church. I hope the minister's not getting ready for service.
But the pumpkin did clear, and the church was spared yet again. I then asked what I considered the most important question of my career. Did I really want to be standing on the side of the church that's in the line of fire?
We're under the best protection of the Lord, per se. This would be the place to be, you know? I mean, the roof would fall down if I went inside. I feel pretty safe outside, right here.
How fast are the pumpkins going by the time they reach the church here?
I'd say about 600 mile an hour, wouldn't you? Yeah, 600.
And we're standing right in the line of fire.
Your time is only, what, about 10 seconds? 15 seconds.
15 seconds at the max in the air, yeah.
You're going 3,200 feet.
Yeah, divide that up, and 8 pounds, and you got 600 mile an hour. I ain't no rocket scientist, but I bet you it's going that fast. I wouldn't want to be hit by it.
You know what? I'm going to go behind the church. I'm not that brave. 600 miles an hour, literally faster than some speeding bullets. My tour guide and one of the event's original high-tech rednecks was Reggie Jackson, not the baseball player.
You can't really see them until they're within maybe 100 feet from you, and then pay attention because they're there. And if you can't see them, you can hear them hit. A lot of times we go with the sound more than the visual. But you can actually hear the percussion when it hits the ground, and then you know where it's at. It's a whole different look from this end.
There it is.
What?
Whoa! Hey, all right.
At the end of the day, covered in mud and proud of the bravery I'd sort of shown, I headed back to the parking lot with Reggie to collect my rented vehicle from the mud pit that had become its home. I bid farewell to my new friends and asked Reggie about his plans for the future.
We don't know what's in the future because we have twisted minds in this part of Delaware. We do.
From Lewis, Delaware, I'm Susan Butler for The Savvy Traveler.